This is KUT. Republican Greg Abbott and Democrat Wendy Davis met for a second and final debate in Dallas last night, and as KUT's Ben Philpott reports, both made sure voters understood their ideological differences, even if their policy specifics remained a bit fuzzy.
Many voters knew heading into the debate where the candidates stood on social and other hot-button issues. Greg Abbott supports abortion restrictions. Wendy Davis does not. Davis is for marriage equality. Abbott is not. Both actually think the Congress has failed in not passing comprehensive immigration reform. But in the end, we learned nothing new about those topics. And where the voters could have learned about how the two differed in their approaches to critical policy issues, the answers became vague. Take public education funding. Both candidates say they want Texas to have an elite public school system.
We do that by starting with the fundamental building blocks for reading and writing from the very beginning.
Abbott's plan calls for more classroom control, less testing, and the use of advanced technologies. But how will the state pay for it? Senator Davis summed up both candidates' answers.
That comes at a price. But the question to ask is, at what price will we pay as a state if we don't?
When asked about transportation funding, similar dodges were given. Both candidates say the state can build new roads without raising taxes by ending the current diversion of billions that are collected for road construction but spent on other things in the state budget.
That plan would allow us to capture an additional $4 to $5 billion with a gradual step down and a plan to fill the hole where those diversions would end.
Abbott laid out his own three-point plan on funding roads. Step one, like Davis, end diversions.
Two, we take part of the oil and gas severance tax and dedicate that to building roads. Three, we take part of the sales taxes that you're already paying when you buy a car or truck and use it to build roads that those cars and trucks are driving on.
Both say they will not expand the use of toll roads, but neither expanded on the real difficulty in ending the billions in transportation diversions without cutting something else in the budget or finding a way to raise revenue, especially if voters don't approve a constitutional amendment in November to send about $1.5 billion a year in oil and gas taxes to TxDOT for roads. Ben Philpott, KUT News.